This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, and streaming live online via the satellite, too. Now, also a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, listening to us wherever they are at, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's also give a special shout-out to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico. Going to get a little tough up there in the frozen tundra in Wyoming and Montana and North and South Dakota because of the price of oil. And I just talked to Denise, who's on the line here, before we started, and oil has dropped down again. Wholesale price of gasoline today, folks, starts out at 90 cents a gallon without the taxes added to it. 90 cents a gallon. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Get involved in the chat room, the Captain's group, and you'll be able to talk to us right on the radio. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about them. Let's see what I got going here. Okay. Hello from Marion, Illinois. This is Catwoman Road Dog. We continue to keep Miss Rosemary in our thoughts and prayers. Okay. They canceled the Mid-American Truck Show. That's in Louisville. Listening as we very much appreciate your updates, condolences, and prayers to the families that lost their loved ones in the bombing and from the sickness. Have a great night, Catwoman and Road Dog. Always a pleasure to hear from them. They're great people.
Yes.
America,
very nice.
America's truckers. Okay. Now, we could go in so many different directions, but I need to talk a little bit about and Steve in Thailand just chimed in. I need to talk a little bit. Here's 1 minute of Stephen C. Rudd. Apparently, he's the deputy director at the CDC. And this is what he's had to say about everything going on. And then this is where we'll leave the coronavirus right here.
The Chinese government failed to give us notice for 2 months from the time of the outbreak until they did make the international community aware. What damage did that do to our ability to deal with this in a better fashion, if any, that you're aware of?
I think there's some things that they did well and others that they didn't. The reporting the outbreak quickly, posting the sequence of the new virus, there did appear to be a period of time when probably things were going on that weren't getting out of China. I think there were questions about whether there was human-to-human transmission. That it initially appeared it might be just people exposed to animals. So I think that was a period of time when we were, there's not really anything we would have done differently. We were working on a diagnostic test. We were sending materials that started the ball rolling on vaccine production. As you know, within weeks of identifying the outbreak, restriction of travel from China, reduced travel by 90%. I think that was a very helpful move to prevent more cases from China coming into the United States.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear any of that, and the president did a good thing, and we finally got some credit for it. A few of the Democrats came along yesterday and agreed.
Well, a couple of interesting things there. First of all, let's remember that we're trying to pinpoint the date by which China discovered all this, and it looks like it was November the 17th. Mm-hmm. And China did absolutely nothing to stop people from leaving the country. And it appears that in a week's time, 1.5 million people left the Wuhan province, if you will, or Wuhan,
mm-hmm. yep.
and traveled to various places across the globe. Therein lies where China is completely at fault, because they didn't stop their own travel. So they allowed infected, knowing what they had, they allowed infected people to travel. The second piece is, I think some of their medical professionals have been helpful, but the government, the Communist Party government has not. Beijing has been obstructionist. So now we are where we are. And, you know, there's been a lot of complaints about, you know, Trump shutting down travel. Well, let me just say this. They are now speaking to the notion that Europe is the new China with this because uh-huh. of the amount of cases, confirmed cases that Europe has. And so for Trump to shut down travel, effective, I think, tonight at midnight, as a matter of fact.
That's correct.
Between Europe coming to the United States.
Yep.
People are getting it wrong. That you can travel from the United States to Europe. You just can't travel from, I think, 27 countries back into the United States.
That's right.
But there are some exceptions to that, and there's some significant exceptions to that. And I think that people need to understand this isn't a shut the whole door down, you know, which closed. Nobody from Europe can travel to the United States. That's false.
Yep.
There are, you know, if you're a U.S. citizen, you can come home. I mean, but you're going to have to go through a testing. You're going to have to go through these steps, but we're not telling you you can't come home. Now, Germany, Merkel has said that she believes up to, I think, 74% of her population
yeah.
could be exposed.
All right, now hold that thought. We're going to break. Hold that thought. And caller, hang on. I'm going to get right to you during the break so we can get you on the line here. I believe we got Dan the Man on the line from Lafayette, Indiana, my Chinese expert. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roof.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, to find out more about them and to get a chance to win the free gun today giveaway and maybe win a big pile of cash, too, go over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and on the right tab of the homepage is a USCCA logo link. Click on that logo link. You'll have a chance to sign up for the free Gun of Day giveaway, and then you'll also have a chance to enter the contest for the $25,000 cash drawing after Labor Day. And congratulations and good luck. We want to announce somebody on this program doing it. If you don't, go over there to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link right there, then you won't have a chance. So good luck, and we want to talk about you. All right, first of all, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have our resident expert, Mr. Chinaman himself, part-time anyway, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Yes, sir. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of my colleagues now is in Hong Kong, told me that, you know, China is a surveillance state. Mm-hmm. They track Google searches.
Yep.
They knew they had something on September 27th based on Google searches. The Chinese in Wuhan were Googling, I have these symptoms, what do I have? That's kind of the way Americans look at flu here. They know what part of the United States it's breaking out on based on people using Google searches trying to self-diagnose themselves. What is it do I have, and how do I take care of it? They knew October 12th they had something. They didn't know what it was. The Chinese bona fide knew they had something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wuhan was quarantined November 17th. So this was going on before we're even guessing at it. These are educated guesses. This virus is so mind-twisting. You know, you hear one person on TV talk out of both sides of their mouth. Well, it's nothing. It's the flu. At worst, it's pneumonia. But then again, why did the Chinese quarantine a city of 11 million people? And why is Iran, based on our aerial surveillance photos, satellite imagery, why are they building mass graves? So it can't be one or the other. It has to be one. It has to be one, not both, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Because right now it's confusing everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you this much. We're going to be paying for this economically in the next 6 months.
We already are.
I look by the time the election rolls around, unemployment to be around 5 to 6%. I think you're going to see some. We've never seen anything like this. It's going to be a tsunami over the American economy, and that's kind of how I look at it. But I just wanted to say that the Chinese knew about it way early.
Okay.
More early than what we think.
All right.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents, and I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks, Dan. And what are you saying? I totally agree with. How about you?
Well, nothing to dispute there. For sure. And Iran is digging for mass graves. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean yet that they have the bodies for that, but they very well could. You know, every government here is just. That we're seeing is got something to hide. So,
New York City, Rikers Island, the prisoners were going out digging a bunch of graves at Rikers Island.
I haven't seen that.
I did. It came out this week, and that was another strange story coming out of New York. But and speaking of New York City, de Blasio declared a state of emergency last night, and no groups bigger than what? 250 people? Is it 500? I forgot.
It kind of doesn't matter. They closed Broadway. all of Disney is pretty well closed. I think we have some kind of plans that, have been around for a long time where states, have to be prepared for certain conditions. And that is really what is happening here, with these centers or these facilities where they are, having designations. In case, you've got a whole bunch of people that, have to be, quarantined. So, in the case of, Governor Newsom, California, he issued an executive order yesterday.
Right.
And in that executive order, it waived the 1 week waiting period for people who are unemployed or disabled as a result of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It delays the state tax filing by 60 days for individuals and businesses. It directs residences to follow the public health directives and guidance, including to cancel large and non-essential gatherings that do not meet state criteria. It readies the state to commandeer, interesting word, commandeer property for temporary residences and medical facilities for quarantining. It's a hard word to say. Isolating and treating individuals.
Uh-huh.
They'll hold all their conferences by teleconference for government officials and then whatever. But, here's the interesting thing. You can commandeer a hotel for quarantining or isolation.
Sure.
That's okay. But here's the deal. Where are you going to get the equipment? Where are you going to get the medical professionals? Because they're going to be, if you've got hospitals that are at 150% capacity, they're not going to let go of any breathing apparatus or any x-ray machines, or they're not going to have a bunch of additional personnel that's just going to go be assigned over here to a Days Inn and go run up and down, hotel room doors and knock on doors. Which is kind of what Bernie Sanders was saying yesterday.
Okay,
establish these hotlines and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
who's gonna staff them?
Well, hang on just a second, because we got our favorite question asker on the telephone right now. Let's get to him. Okay, is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's your question, sir?
One thing. Can we, the end of the, we need to develop vaccines and or cures for this stuff. Can we test this on prisoners in the prisons and give them incentives so that they would want to do it? And the last question is the last thing is everybody's going to get this sooner or later. You can't stop it from spreading and not worry about the quarantine so much as to the cures and the vaccines.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
All right, and as far as the prisoners, Denise, there are some states right now, I believe Louisiana is one of them, where they test vaccines and stuff all the time on the guys in the big house.
If they choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they choose to do it. Now, mm-hmm. what happens in this particular situation is they have to go through animal testing first, and then after the testing they go through the whole evaluation thing.
Mm-hmm.
While that is going on, they will reach out to humans in whatever kind of, profile they may be.
Okay.
If they choose to be prisoners or they choose just to be volunteers,
okay.
That's already going on.
Now, let's try one more caller because we're going to run out of time. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Catwoman. Morning,
oh, hey, Catwoman. Okay, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to know your comment. I know I hear them saying that no groups larger than 250 or 100 meeting, but from what I see, that it only takes one person to spread it. I would say don't have any groups of any more than one.
Or have your party outdoors. It's a lot safer and stay 6 feet away,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Catwoman.
You have a good morning.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Well, she's got a point there. I mean, if I was going to do something, have a group, it'd be outdoors and keep them 6 foot apart.
At this point, it kind of doesn't matter because, I mean, people are almost sequestering themselves because of the media making this into, Armageddon. And,
yeah.
And everything's canceled. Life across the globe is canceled. Let's just, admit it. Life across the globe is canceled. You can't go to bars. You can't go to hotels. You can't go to, restaurants. You can't go to Broadway. You can't go to a golfing event. You can't go to the movies. I mean, so now we are where we are. The question then becomes the travel and the spread. So what they're trying to do with all of this is like flatten it out. We don't want a big rush on medical facilities such that you do have people that are exposed or do have it and they don't know they have it because they haven't been tested yet. They're going to a hospital or a doctor's office to get tested and the next thing you know you got 700 people standing in line. We can't have that. On the other hand, if you flatten it out and kind of spread out this condition, you're taking a situation that we want to cure within 60 days, and you're spreading it out that it'll take us 7 or 8 months to get beyond it. So it's a tough call all the way around.
All righty. We will talk to you tonight in a weekend show, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about this subject, won't we? All right. I'll see you then. Thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Check her out, FoundersCode.com. Find out all the great things that she writes about. And I'll be right back with our second Military Veterans News segment. Some direct military unit news for you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The President has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday, and they were asking the right questions, whether people had been to China. China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, in this edition of our Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. Becoming an aviation maintenance technician can be the best move that you make ever. And we're going to let them tell you more about themselves right now. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, Massachusetts, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from where I'm sitting right now in Clearwater. That's on the Pinellas County side. I'm over here on the Hillsborough County side in Tampa, so that's where they're at. You can check them out online by going to naa.edu. And by the way, while you're there, ask to take the tour of one of their two locations, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, if you want to give them a call to set up an appointment, you can do that too. 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And when you get them on the phone, tell them who you are, tell them you want to take a tour of their facility, and they'll set that up for you, and away you go. So that's the National Aviation Academy. Want a good job? What a great future. Not worry about layoffs. That's it. Right there. Aviation maintenance tech. They will always need them because the planes can't fix
themselves. Think about that. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on here as we talk about the Army and enlisted soldiers only use about half of their meal entitlement each month. And lawmakers want to know where that unspent money has been going so it can be reappropriated or allow for soldiers to spend it in a campus-style dining system instead. Okay? That should be interesting. Now, more than two dozen people, soldiers and military contractors, fill the mission command room while they're talking about making artillery great again at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. This is a program that may or may not be going away. We'll see. By the way, not to be outdone by the Army and the five deaths that they've had so far this week, the Navy had a sailor who late Tuesday evening fell down a ladder well and fractured his skull on board the guided missile cruiser Vela Gulf. He died. And the Navy has postponed the Pensacola Awards ceremony amidst the coronavirus concerns. So they're not going to be giving away those medals they were going to give to 30 people. By the way, the Navy now has a $20 million combat simulator. And many officers, helmsmen and whatnot, weapons officers, are going through taking that training, learning how to use the sophisticated systems they have on board their vessels. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. By the way, frustrated with the Pentagon-run war games that contributed to the Defense Secretary taking over the Navy's shipbuilding plans, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said he believes planners should not have added the Phantom 12th aircraft carrier into the mix, because an extra ship in the Navy won't have long to be around, and it may take until, get this, 2060 to get it built. Wow. Holy smokes. By the way, the Air Force, Delaware's congressional delegation is asking the Secretary of the Air Force to visit the Dover Air Force Base to address concerns about elevated levels of chemical contaminants in the wells near the military installation. They think that there's something contaminating them. We'll find out what it is. The Air Force also is looking for a successor to its MQ-9 Reaper drone. Now, the MQ-9 Reaper has been the U.S. Air Force's best hunter-killer drone for more than a decade, but it simply isn't suited anymore to the high-end flight the service is preparing for. So, they're going to upgrade it into something different. Now, the Marine Corps has to get smaller to get better, so says Commandant Berger. The top Marine building the Marine Corps of 2030 will be building a smaller Marine Corps. But today's combat operations are siphoning forces for the future fight, because we have to have so many here, so many there, every time we move around and go to different places. Now, again, things change, right? And here's something for you. As states grapple with the growing outbreak of the COVID-19 virus, some governors have issued emergency declarations, laying the groundwork to implement state-level National Guard responses. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they don't have enough people to do what needs to be done, along with the regular protection that the fire service does, that the law enforcement people do. So their only out is to activate the National Guard units that they have. And that's what they're doing. And we'll hear about more of them being activated in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. Now, the president, with his restricted travel ban between the U.S. and Europe for 30 days, which, remember, is the people coming into the U.S., not the people going out, the DOD also implemented similar to what the president did, only they upped the ante, a 60-day travel ban from 26 European nations. So, the military has upped it by double what the president did with his people. By the way, lawmakers are moving to protect the GI Bill payouts and amidst the college coronavirus closings, student veterans whose colleges shift to online classes in response to the coronavirus outbreak would have their post-9/11 GI Bill benefits protected under legislation introduced in the House on Wednesday. Otherwise, they would cut back the living expenses and some of the other things going on. So I get that. I understand what they're doing. And Dan Robinson etched his name in aviation history in 2006 when he became the first non-American to pilot one of the U.S. Air Force's prized jewels, the F-22 Raptor, in England, flying for the Royal Air Force. How about that? Pretty neat, huh? By the way, the Space Force is drafting a new transformative acquisition strategy for buying commercial satellite communications capability. Now, Claire Grayson, the chief of the service's commercial satellite communications office, told People yesterday in Washington, D.C., that very point. And again, we'll see what happens. And in case you weren't listening earlier, we will talk about this a little bit later with Frank Silvato. The U.S. retaliated last night against the Shiite militia who went after our Camp Taji folks, fired 30 Katyusha rockets in there, killed two of our people, one Canadian soldier, and wounded 10 more. And we went after them, hit five locations. Apparently we killed an IRGC general in the process. Not saying that was part of the deal, but I bet you it was, just from what we continue to see from time to time. So the tit-for-tat stuff goes on, and it's not going to continue. Even if we were to leave there tomorrow, it's not going to stop. It's going to continue to keep on going because of the Soleimani situation. But, hey, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, we're coming back right after this break with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And boy, have we got financial stuff to talk about with him. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. By the way, this is the hidden gem of Bradenton. You'll see it in the travel books and the tourist books. You'll see Mixon's Fruit Farms. But inside that is Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Got a brand new menu. You want to go in there and try all the different sandwiches they got. And oh, by the way, don't forget, they got one called the Captain's Club. And you're going to love that. You are going to absolutely flat out love that. So there you go. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Give them a call. Call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is here. You have not jumped out of a window yet, right?
No. Not yet. I'm not one of those guys that tends to panic, Matt. That's not my my nature. I've been through many end-of-the-world events throughout my career, and I'll make it to this one.
Well, this one, yesterday, the Dow plunged 10%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for its worst percentage in a long, long time, fell 2,352 points, the biggest point loss ever, so they're telling me right here. But it's not the end of the world, is it?
No, but when you're in the midst of these things, it, for many people, it feels like it is. And that's, you know, what I have to deal with on the ground. It's part of my job, is trying to help people out, almost act as a coach or almost like a psychiatrist when it comes to these things and help people through them. This happened very, very quickly. Over the past 48 hours, we've seen an incredible amount of shutdowns and closures around the country. And again, a lot of that has to, we have people trying to translate that, extrapolate what that means for the economy. That, you know, all these various different sporting events, travel restrictions, things, what it's going to mean and how it's going to reverberate through, and how we haven't heard yet how the government plans on helping people out with this. They've been very, very vague. And like I said, I'm honest when it comes to, you know, my criticism. The president's speech was not helpful. It was not helpful at all because there wasn't anything concrete. It was rough. You have to go to the people. If you're going to go out, you're going to say something. You better get something put together that you know you're going to get passed and something that's actually concrete. And we don't have that. We still don't have that yet. I know that Mitch McConnell, well, they're not working today. They're not going to be back until Monday. Is not going to go into recess. They want to try to get something done. We know there's going to be a back and forth, and that's all well and good. But until at that point in time, you know, the focus needs to be obviously got to get a stimulus package out for small businesses and people that are affected by the virus that might be displaced, might not be able to get to work. I mean, imagine if you're a vendor. Imagine if you're people that work inside these stadiums. What are you going to do? Dealing with that. And also dealing with getting the testing kits out as quickly as we can. Again, I take a look at the virus and I take a look at the numbers, and we know it's not an ultra-deadly virus. But people are frightened. They are.
Well, and, if you work for Mark Cuban, by the way, you're going to continue to get paid. He said his people are going to get paid.
Well, yeah, that's great that he's doing that there for the Dallas Mavericks, but we've got to make sure that happens everywhere. And that's something where the government could step in and it could help out
right.
In myriad ways and get some stimulus out.
All right, we've got a caller. Let's see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I think it's Sean. Is this Sean?
Yeah, it's Sean. And hey, Chris, I got a question about company 401ks. Like I've noticed, it's dropped drastically. Is there just nothing you can do about that?
No, what you can company.
All right, hold on, Sean, hold on.
What you can do about it, Sean, what you do about it right now is just wait it out. It's like everything else. You know, it's almost, you know, they're putting people in shutdown and quarantine. Put your portfolio in quarantine right now and think of it the same way. Because, you know, these companies are down because the economy is trying to figure out, the market's trying to figure out what's going to happen over the next month or two in regards to earnings and the economy, and they're more than likely going to be down. But when you come out on the other side, you're going to be fine. That's the only thing you can do. You don't want to try to guess where the bottom is. You don't want to start trying to handpick what's going to work and what's not going to work during this, because nobody knows. And that's why you're having selling across the board. Yesterday was in particularly, you know, odd. Sometimes gold is a safe haven. They call it a safe haven. Sometimes things are going down. Gold got destroyed yesterday. It was just across the board selling. And a lot of this stuff is institutional. A lot of it's algorithmic. Much of it was margin calls. There's nothing you can do as an individual investor with these things trying to guess. So you wait it out and you deal with it. That's all you can do.
All right. Now, when you talk about gold, I see that it dropped down to 15.89.30, which is where it starts today. But there is some positive news here. According to the New York Post, Amazon is buying the Lord & Taylor building in Midtown Manhattan for $1.5 billion. They're going to move a lot of their office people into there.
Yes, it's right there on Fifth Avenue. I know exactly where that is. Listen, business is still going to get done. We're not going to be in a complete shutdown. That's just not going to happen. The life is going to still go on. It's just, you know, people are kind of coming to the, you know, grips with the fact that, you know, not going to be any ball games. What are you going to do, you know, if your kids get sent home from school? My kids, their school has yet to be canceled, and I'm happy about that. So we haven't had anything near where we live. But then again, you don't know. And that's part of this. The government's saying that, you know, 150 million people are going to end up contracting this disease. Where you're running into problems and where we really got to be a little bit, use our imagination to some degree, is that if you start seeing people that are testing positive and do need some help and not having them overwhelm the healthcare system, whereas the other people with normal things that happen on a regular basis, whether it be heart problems, heart attacks, strokes, all that stuff, are not, you know, are dealt with and not turned away. I think that that's what everybody is kind of concerned with right now, is our overall health system and not overwhelming it.
Now, you heard of TikTok, right?
Yes.
Well, TikTok is going to open the Transparency Center, whatever that is, in Los Angeles. Do you know what they mean by that?
I don't have a clue. TikTok's that Chinese social media thing.
Yeah, it's a short video app developed by a Chinese tech company, but they're going to...
Yeah. I told my kids not to play with it, but they do.
Well, they say that it's a spy device of the Chinese government, but we'll see. By the way, Warren Buffett, now you always got to wonder about him. Warren Buffett on the market panic said that this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, what's going on right now with the market.
Well, with the way it's reacting, yeah, it is. He also came out and said it's not 1987 and it's not the financial crisis, and it's not. It's something that's different. And again, to see a shutdown in the way that we have of the American economy is extraordinary. I mean, we had a short-term bit of a shutdown after 9/11, but there was a very, very quick bounce back to the degree that, you know, people wanted to just go out and live your lives. But again, people were frightened at 9/11, and then they did pull back. We're going to see what consumers are going to do. I think that there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand once this thing happens and goes through. I get that, and we'll see what will be on the other side.
So a bear market, which is signaling an 80% chance of a recession hitting the U.S., which is what there's a story right now coming out of Newsmax. This is what they're saying. Do you believe that's where we're headed?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. I missed that, Matt.
Okay, they said 13 times the Standard & Poor's 500 has completed the requisite 20% plunge in the last 93 years, and two of the episodes is did the American economy not shrink within the year 87 and 66. They're saying right now that they believe that we could be in the midst of a recession.
Could be. I mean, it could be. A recession is two quarters of negative economic growth. We're going to see. We're going to know more at the end of the month when the numbers come in for March and see where we are. It could be. But, again, recessions are not the end of the world. I mean, you get a recession based upon something like this, which is different than a fundamental flaw in the economy, is something you handle a little bit different.
Okay, well, we got to let you go. Here comes the music. Caller, hang on the phone. I'll find out what you're up to there in a minute here. But, Chris, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.